I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever been insulted, persecuted, made fun of? Maybe it was because your lack of being socially cool, hip, part of the popular mainstream where everyone is trying to be the rock star. But being insulted, made fun of, ridiculed, or persecuted for your faith in Jesus Christ is taking persecution to a different level. Jesus told his followers that they would be persecuted, insulted, lied about, made fun of, all because they followed him. Listen to what he said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. As we ponder these verses, notice that you are blessed by the Lord when people insult, persecute, and lie about you because of your faith in Jesus. You are blessed. You may not feel blessed, especially in the midst of persecution, but in God's eyes, in eternity's view, you are blessed. In those moments of the world's hatred, God notices, and God not only gives endurance through persecution, but his happiness, his joy, will be made manifest in your life. Remember the Bible story of Paul and Silas in prison in Acts? They had just been beaten for their faith in Jesus. They were in chains in a prison cell. They were hurting physically. They were exhausted. But what did they do? They sang songs of worship. They praised God that they were counted worthy to undergo this kind of treatment. Only the Spirit of God rising up in their hearts could bring them this kind of joy, worshiping the Lord. Listen to this account in Acts chapter 16, verses 22 through 34. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself! We are all here!" The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Not all persecutions will end with those persecuting coming to faith in Christ. But God will give you and I his enduring strength, his eternal joy, and his everlasting love to see us through and bring glory and honor to him. This will make a lasting impression for all eternity. There are those today that are being persecuted for their faith in Christ. I've known and heard of Christians being martyred and killed for their faith. Those persecuted need our prayers, even as we are subjected to persecution. Remember, God will give his enduring strength, his eternal joy, and his everlasting love as we experience persecution. We are blessed by God when we do so. Father, we pray for those who are being persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ. We ask that you will protect and provide deliverance. Help them to experience your blessing and fill them with your love. In Jesus' name. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.